Defense attorneys for Stephen Avery have claimed that a vial of blood used to set him free from prison may have been used to frame him for the murder of Teresa Halbach. Prosecutors are attempting to refute that claim in court today without the jury present. An FBI expert testified that a preservative used in the blood from the vial was not present in blood evidence from Avery that was taken from Halbach's SUV. Mark LeBeau of the FBI lab in Virginia answered questions this morning from prosecutor Norm Gahn.
Did you find EDTA in any of the three bloodstained swabs from Teresa Halbach's RAV4?
No, we did not.
Today's hearing is to decide whether to allow the jury to hear the EDTA evidence. Under cross-examination, LeBeau told defense attorney Jerome Buting the last time tests for EDTA were used was for the O.J. Simpson trial.
Ever since the O.J. Simpson case, until this case with Mr. Stephen Avery, the FBI has never tested for EDTA in a bloodstain on any other case in this country.
The FBI laboratory has not received a request to test for EDTA in a bloodstain from the O.J. case till this case, and it's been approximately 10 years. That's a correct statement.
Defense attorneys are asking for a mistrial or delay in the proceedings to give them a chance to conduct an independent test of the blood sample. The vial was used in a DNA test that cleared Stephen Avery of a rape he didn't commit, but spent 18 years in prison for. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.